perspective vortex. The total perspective vortex does one thing, which turns the human
sitting in the back of the room,
which is to show you your relative position or your relative importance in the universe. Well, as a blogger, as I was about to hit that publish button, I suddenly realized
that Beyond Broadcast.
If anybody was reading, or if my thoughts were going to change the world, or if frankly, I was beginning that ripple effect that might mean something. That was me, sitting at my desk years ago,
watching a media object
now,
form.
Increasingly, organizations, including public media organizations,
participating in it.
That same question. Am I relevant? Or will
as
I
actor,
too much if I were to realize my place in the universe?
As architect.
Increasingly, the question is, should I play in this space? Should I invest in space? And should I take the millions of dollars in
collaborating with a community on the frontier of expressing its common identity.
Individually, or as a public media organization, or as a corporation, you've got to first ask who you are.
Z chimes in on I am.
Public media organizations have a mission like the one you see
yep.
behind me.
You at conference, he wants to know?
Lives
yep.
And assisting them in strengthening their community. And you also need to think about who people think you are.
Back to
what
Eon.
Is your value proposition?
In what media do I express myself? I speak into a blog. I record in audio. And post. I am an audio blogger.
When in the world of media, people are increasingly focused not on centrally created, centrally controlled, centrally edited content, but on user created, user controlled, user edited content. And one of Ethan's graphs will be helpful here. If you compare the site rank of CNN in red, the New York Times in green, AOL.com and that mustard brown.
Z says, thought I'd spring the cafe hypo.
You'll see that Ooh. Audience shift, that audience
spring it.
Increasing the content people are creating one for another rather than what's centrally created. Another one of those graphs would show you what was already happening pre MySpace in the blogosphere with 34 million blogs, thanks to Technorati for the data, being published today, doubling every 5 months, and generating about
34 million blogs.
There's a lot of stuff out there, and it's easy to fall victim to the people rocks problem. Unless you organize the content in a meaningful way. And for bloggers, the challenge, or for readers of the blogosphere, the challenge is that good content's hard to find. Not because it's not there, but because it's lost in a sea of mediocrity. Content is hard to compare. You can't compare as a job blog to blog because they hit many different topics, and it's hard to find good stuff once, much less 10 times.
Yeah.
It's hard to figure out if you can trust somebody who's writing because you've never met them, and it's hard to evaluate whether or not they're reliable people. And if 400,000 people are reading the same political blog, it's the oddest darn thing, it's still a one-way medium. Those 400,000 people cannot connect, organize, and experience one another. From the writer's perspective, the challenge is the flip side of that coin. You can't build an audience. It's hard to maintain an audience unless you're willing to do it full-time and write 3 times a day. It's hard to build credibility. While the early investors could do it by having lots of people point at them, if you're joining the blogosphere today, it's almost impossible. To reach the level the early investors did. And then if you want to do it full-time, if you really want to make this a key contribution to yourself, it's how do you monetize it so that it becomes sustainable? And how do you, of course, connect with your audience? Well, these are exactly the challenges Gather's focused on solving. On Gather, our users create all of our content. They organize our content. They edit our content through ratings and evaluation. Our users recruit their own readers and connect with them, extending their audience. And they explore shared passions through content taggings. You can find at gather.com/food, all of our food content, gather.com/politics, all of our political content, or by launching groups on Gather where they can focus in on those topics.
Mm-hmm.
And users are doing just that. Right now, I'm gathering new articles published every 4 minutes.
Just the idea is good enough.
You can see the traffic trends, the publishing trends.